Hi, welcome to OEC News, the best place to understand the latest international trade data. The latest trade data from China suggests that the country's zero COVID policies, shutting down large sections of cities and forcing millions to stay in their homes, have decreased exports and imports from crucial industries, creating an economic slowdown. As a result, the current annual export growth is among the lowest in years. Countries with the most significant decline in trade with China have been the U.S., Hong Kong, and France. Exports to the U.S. fell by almost $7 billion from a year earlier, while imports dropped by almost 2%. On the other hand, exports and imports to Russia rose. COVID controls vary widely by cities and districts within China. However, different analysts calculate that about 500 million people have been affected by lockdown measures, which is about a third of China's population. As a result, some important value chains have been affected. For example, the city of Zhengzhou, China, is home to 70% of global iPhone shipments, and October was the new iPhone 14 release. Exports of smartphones from Zhengzhou to the U.S. dropped just over 18% that month, so Apple had to warn shoppers to expect delays in receiving its products. Other countries also affected by smartphone exports were the United Arab Emirates, the U.K., and the Netherlands. Although some reports point to Apple moving manufacturing from China to India or Vietnam, it remains to be seen how zero COVID policies will affect Apple's reliance on Chinese manufacturing for its flagship product. More broadly, Apple is taking a big step to reduce its dependency on China by building chips in the U.S. for the first time in nearly a decade. The tech giant will work with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company to manufacture the world's most powerful chips at a factory in Phoenix in 2024. This move marks as an important step in Apple's efforts to diversify its supply chain, now heavily reliant on Asia-based manufacturers, and benefit from the incentives of the CHIPS Act signed by President Biden early this year. Even as China lessens its zero-COVID restrictions, causing a possible short rebound on trade, the impact will continue to be felt globally, creating an incentive for many to diversify supply chains and move production to other countries, unlocking opportunities elsewhere. Remember to visit OEC.world, the best place to visualize, understand, and interact with the latest trade data. And follow at OEC Today on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm Joanna Williams. Thanks for tuning in.